It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. And it's time once again for our Weekend Arts Planner. The 60th Annual New York Film Festival kicked off last night, launching two very full weeks of movies and events taking place all over town. And here with more, we're joined once again by WNYC culture and arts editor, Steve Smith. Hey, Steve.
Hey, David.
And Steve, you're going to talk about some other arts highlights as well this morning, but we spent a lot of time talking about outdoor concerts and festivals over the summer, but today you are sending us into the great indoors for the film festival.
Indeed. We are going to get positively glassy-eyed at all the silver screens we're going to be peering at over the next couple of weeks. There's a lot to take in this 60th annual festival, including screenings happening out at the Museum of the Moving Image in Astoria. Now, admittedly, there's probably really little chance of scoring some of the hot tickets. Already on standby are films by Noah Baumbach, his adaptation of Don DeLillo's White Noise, Joanna Hogg's The Eternal Daughter, Kelly Reichardt's Showing Up. Those are already really pretty scarce, but there are a lot of opportunities to catch such wildly diverse films as Claire Denis' Stars at Noon, Park Chan-wook's Decision to Leave, Jafar Panahi's No Bears, and Hong Sang-soo's The Novelist Film, to name just four highlights. And tickets are still available for this weekend's world premiere of Till.
This was my boy, Emmett Till.
The body of Emmett Lewis Till has been found dead.
Can I at least just fix him up a bit?
No, they have to see it for themselves.
You tell me, Mamie, how is risking your life gonna help them?
Those pictures of your son change people's lives.
I can't look, Mamie. We have to.
And this is the world premiere of Till?
It absolutely is. Chinonye Chukwu's film biography of Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley, is playing at Alice Tully Hall tonight and tomorrow night. There are further screenings beyond that, but the two tonight include celebrity Q&As. It's quite the affair, and tickets are still available. The festival runs through October 16th, and you can learn all about it at FilmLink, L-I-N-C, .org.
Okay, let me spell that one more time. That is FilmLink.org?
That's right.
Okay, so what if I want to get outside this weekend, Steve? And what if I also want there to be jousting? Is there anything in your lineup that somehow might be able to scratch that itch?
Incredibly, you are in luck, David. You should, if you're open to a trek, that is, consider heading up to the Medieval Festival at Fort Tryon in Hudson Heights and Inwood. The festival is back after a two-year pandemic hiatus. You will see jugglers, jesters, and yes, jousters. You heard that
correctly. All of the J's.
Yeah, exactly. Fights between knights on horseback in Manhattan. You'll hear period-appropriate live music, and there's going to be crafts, clothing, and food available. One tip, come prepared. The park doesn't have any ATMs available, and you definitely don't want to have to barter for a turkey leg or haggle over a haggis. That's happening tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. It runs through 6 p.m., and admission is free.
I know, it seems like the haggling and the bartering should be part of the experience.
You kind of think so, but then that's the same kind of thinking that, well, I hope it rains so we get really muddy when they're jousting.
Okay, let's banish that kind of
exactly.
thinking. All right, can we finish this week with visual arts? And we almost always finish with music. Let's turn it around this time.
Exactly. And if you are into art that poses provocative questions, then the Queen's Museum in Flushing Meadows Corona Park has just the show for you. Crisis Makes a Book Club is the title of the show. The exhibition features works by Xaviera Simmons, a native New Yorker who uses photography and video, painting, sound art, and more to confront issues like white supremacy, wealth stratification, and the historic U.S. urge towards empire building. It sounds like it's pretty severe, but she does all of it with a pretty wry sense of humor. She's creating new pieces for this show and also designing what's being described as active interventions in the museum's galleries. So where they have things set up like the giant map of New York City, you'll see art that's kind of in conversation with those standard structures. There's an opening reception for this show and another new opening, which features art by Charisse Perlina Weston, tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., including family art-making workshops and food vendors from the Queen's Night Market. Both exhibitions run through March 5th, and you can learn more at queensmuseum.org.
And that's the Queen's Museum in Flushing Meadows Corona Park?
That's right.
Okay, for more information on all of the events we talked about today, just go to WNYC.org. Steve Smith, WNYC's culture and arts editor. Thanks again.
Thank you, David.